Alora. The demolition of the Middlebrook Place Bridge will be reconsidered following one community group's relentless campaign to save the historical structure. During a council meeting earlier this week, Cown. Lisa McDonald put forward a motion asking that the township rescind its decision to remove the bridge without replacement. Approved during the meeting, she also asked that staff investigate options for rehabilitation, specifically shared funding with Woolwich Township, which owns the bridge. "This isn't going to be done in an emergent way," said McDonald. "Especially with Woolship Township right next to us, I want to open those doors for staff to talk to them." The bridge was previously slated for removal in 2028. While its removal was reconsidered last year, Woolwich wasn't open to discussions and nothing came to fruition. However, McDonald said that seems to have changed. "I've spoken with some councillors for Woolwich Township and there seems to be an appetite," said McDonald. "Staff are willing to talk to each other about it and look at some new options, so I came away feeling good about it." Mayor Sean Waters supported the motion, saying it will reopen the door for public engagement. "I think we're all very aware of the importance of bridges in our community," said Waters. "So we'll see how this progresses, but I think it will be fruitful for council to have some new information about this." So far, McDonald claims that community feedback has exclusively focused on pedestrian and cyclist traffic. "We've talked about how bridges connect community," said McDonald. "I haven't had one inquiry about the need for a motor vehicle." According to McDonald, the Woolwich Heritage Group is also considering selling the bridge to Ontario Heritage Trust. The local Mennonite community is also being consulted. "It's not only a bridge that connects us to our local history, but it's also a special crossing over a beautiful bend in the Grand River where wildlife and trails flourish," said Stephanie Lines Tuhill, the group's founder, in a previous interview. "I'm not giving up because it's a really, really special place, and if anyone has a chance to visit, they will understand why." The next steps include a letter from council that Save the Middlebrook Bridge Group can use to support fundraising efforts, as well as a delegation to Woolwich Council in September. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.